Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we are in the middle of February. It seems like this time of year, for the last couple of years, seems like every time as I began to seek God, what's happening during this time of the year, it seems to keep coming back to this message of confidence. I'm looking back into my book on the miracle year. We talked about in early March, we talked about the idea of confidence. Last year, we did our prayer challenge in the month of February. We're talking about confidence for today. This theme of confidence just seems to keep coming back year after year in the months of February and March. And something I've been seeking God on is why during this season of the year are we talking about confidence? And I don't have the answer to that just yet, but this verse that we're going to talk about today on confidence from 1 John chapter 3 just kind of keeps coming back to mind, this idea of confidence. We're going to take a look at this passage of scripture today, because I feel like this is a theme that keeps coming back year by year during the season of the year. So let's take a look at this verse here. This is 1 John chapter 3, verses 21, I believe verses 21 and 22, actually. So it says, if our hearts do not condemn us, we'll have confidence before God. So one of the first things I think of there, we're just reading a Bible verse yesterday in Romans chapter 8 with my kids. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why would our hearts condemn us? Why would our hearts condemn us? We had a video that went out today, our daily communion meditation, talking about procrastination, taking the things that we're procrastinating on and turning them into priorities. And I think one of the things that happens is we talk about often doing the things that we know to do, taking action, walking in the light that we have, doing the things that we know to do. And the problem is if we're not doing that, we still have faith in God, but we're condemning ourselves because we know we're not doing the things that we know to do. And so what happens is it eats away at our confidence. It says, if our hearts are not condemning us, then we'll have confidence before God. And look at this beautiful thing that happens when we have confidence before God. I like to think of confidence. Confidence is the state where all the doubt is removed. You got nothing holding us back, nothing hindering us anymore. All the doubt is removed. We move from believing to knowing. If our hearts are not going to condemn us, we'll have confidence. All the doubt is removed. And when all the doubt is removed, we receive from him anything we ask. Jesus says, you abide in me, because in him there's no condemnation. There's grace and forgiveness. We have confidence before God. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. And now we can receive anything that we ask of him, because we keep his commands and we do what pleases him. What's his command? That we believe in him, we believe in his son, and we walk in love. To believe in him and to walk in love. Those are his commands. To walk in faith, to walk in love. So if our hearts do not condemn us, which means what? We got to take action. Any of those things, we ask God just this morning to help us break any patterns of procrastination and walking in the things that we know to do. We'll have confidence before God. I like to think of confidence. You got everything moving in the same direction. That's when we get into that state where confidence is magnetic. Confidence is magnetic and attractive, and it begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. Because when we have confidence before God, we receive from him anything that we ask, because we keep his commands and we do what pleases him. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just asking for God's help. So, Father, we're just so thankful for this passage of scripture and all that you've done so we can approach you with freedom and confidence. I think about the Old Testament. People did not have confidence before God. They were constantly worried because there was the potential that they'd be killed by getting into God's presence if they weren't right. Just thank you that we can have confidence before you, that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We can take our place in him and have full confidence. And I want you to think about it. This is not confidence in ourselves. Confidence in God, confidence in what Jesus has done. And we step into this place of confidence we receive from him. Anything we ask. So look, confidence, here's a connection I hadn't seen before. Confidence and being able to receive from God are very connected. Confidence and being able to receive from God are very connected. So Father, we're asking for your help to walk in this place of no condemnation, higher levels of confidence before you, so we can receive anything that we ask from you. We're asking for your help to keep your commands and do what's pleasing to you. We know faith and love are pleasing to you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. Just the power of Jesus' sacrifice to cleanse us, to cleanse our hearts, to cleanse our conscience, to purify our hearts by faith. One of the passages of scripture, I can't remember if it's connected in this passage here, but it says God is greater than our hearts. God's able to make us stand. He's greater than our hearts. He can purify our hearts by faith. Father, we thank you for this bread and all that it represents, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins brings us into the light. We can walk in this place of no condemnation, full confidence in what Jesus did. He makes us right and holy and perfect, and we can approach God. Ask anything in his name, putting our confidence in that, not in ourselves, but our confidence in that. We thank you for this juice, this cup, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Full confidence in him. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.